Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Faith has 3. Tom and Janelle each have 2.
So we have flipped a coin, and Tom is elected to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. The chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee said Thursday that former National Security Advisor Blank has not responded to a subpoena.
Flynn.
Right. On Tuesday, Biz Stone announced he would return full-time to social media company Blank.
Oh, that's it. He went back to, was it Twitter?
Yes. Yeah. In Canada, a fire truck was delayed on the way to a fire because it blanked.
Caught on fire.
Of course, due to its continuing financial crisis, the U.S. territory Blank announced it was closing nearly 200 of its public schools.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Right. On Wednesday, Condé Nast Traveler named Blank America's best restaurant city.
Well, it's probably not New York. It's got to be Muncie, Indiana.
No. It's a little town I like to call Chicago. After a drunk man attempted to break into their apartment twice in one night, a Canadian couple was surprised to find Blank outside their door the next day.
The drunk man?
No, a six-pack of apology beer.
Nice.
Oh,
after
Canada.
Turning the guy away once, the couple found him 5 minutes later trying to pick the lock again in their apartment door. They shoot him away again, and the next morning they opened the door to find a six-pack of beer along with a note that read, quote, I sincerely apologize for being so disorderly in the middle of the night. Please accept this six-pack of average-tasting beer as a sign of my appreciation.
God, even the crooks are nice up there.
I know.
Great.
The couple says they wish the guy had either better morals or tastes in beer. Bill, how did Tom do in our quiz?
4 right. 8 more points. Total to 10. And he's leading.
All right. So, Janelle, you're up next. You ready to do this?
No.
You can do it. On Monday, Kim Jong-un announced that North Korea's latest missile was capable of carrying Blank.
A nuclear weapon.
Yes. Police say they're investigating a car that drove into a crowd of pedestrians in Blank as an accident, not an act of terror.
New York.
Right. This week, a charity shop in the UK pleaded with people to please stop donating Blank.
Canned goods.
No, copies of the book, The Da Vinci Code. Trust me on this. Those little library donation boxes, they're Da Vinci Code lures.
Why?
This week, scientists in Canada unveiled the world's most well-preserved Blank fossil.
Dinosaur.
Right. On Sunday, Miss District of Columbia Karen McCullough was crowned Blank.
Miss USA.
Right. This week, the owner of a topless cleaning service in Maine was arrested for stealing Blank.
Bras.
Exactly right.
That was a guess.
Now, we know what you're all thinking right now. Wait, which topless cleaning service in Maine? Well, according to police reports, an officer named Dick Polk, that's his name,
come on,
arrested the owner of Bangor's Topless Cleaning for attempting...
Wait, Bangor's?
Bangor, Maine. Bangor.
Yes, I was referring first to Bangor's Dick Polk. He arrested the owner of Bangor's Topless Cleaning for attempting to shoplift several bras from a local store. That would be not only illegal, but significantly off-brand. Bill, how did Janelle do in our quiz?
Well, she got a couple hits here. Yay. 5 right, 10 more points, total to 12, and the lead.
Well done.
Very nice.
So how many, then, does Faith need to win?
5 to win.
All right, Faith, this is for the game, fill in the blank. On Thursday, it was announced that former Fox News CEO Blank had died at the age of 77.
Roger Ailes.
Right. This week, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark announced that he had accepted a job as Assistant Secretary of Blank.
Homeland Security?
Right. After serving 7 years of her 35-year sentence, military whistleblower Blank was released from Fort Leavenworth on Wednesday.
Chelsea Manning.
Right. On Tuesday, workers in New Orleans removed the third Blank monument from the city.
Confederate.
Right. A pizza delivery driver in Delaware got applause and a big tip when he successfully delivered pizza to Blank.
Amtrak train.
Exactly right. This week, NASA denied a request from President Trump to use a new rocket to send astronauts beyond Blank.
The moon.
Right. On Sunday, it was announced that the New York Yankees would retire Blank's number 2 jersey.
Is that Jeter?
Yes. A Texas man is suing a woman he went on one date with for $17 after she blanked.
She texted through Guardians of the Galaxy.
You're exactly right. You even knew the movie.
So does that mean we lose?
The guy
that's
is
never happened.
The guy is
oh, sorry.
The guy is suing because she, quote, activated her phone for at least 10 to 20 times in 15 minutes to read and send text messages, unquote. And say what you will, but nothing guarantees a second date better than a subpoena. Bill, did Faith do well enough to win?
She almost got a record. And may have a record. 8 right.
Hey!
16 more points, total of 19. That's the highest
since I've
been here.
Whoa. You walked away with that.